up early. Oh. Well, noon is early for me, I guess. I mean, you know me. Daytime and I are kind of mortal enemies. Coffee? Yeah, no, I'd love some. Thanks. That's really sweet of you. Well, I know you don't really make coffee for yourself ever, so I assume you must have made this just for me. Yeah, that is a suspiciously sweet thing of you to do. Making me coffee. You know, if I didn't know better, I'd think that meant you liked me or something. Come here. You know, in case I haven't said it enough lately, I like you too. So what are you up to today? Got any big plans? A full to-do list, huh? I don't envy you. Me? I've got a big load of nothing on my plate today. Well, actually, that's not entirely true. I was thinking about reorganizing my cassette tape collection. Oh, and spending as much time as possible with you, of course. Yeah, I want to hang with you. Even if you're doing boring to-do list errands and things of that nature, I don't care. I want to hang with you. I could even be helpful. Sometimes, yeah, I can be helpful. If I feel like it. I mean, you can ask me to do something, but that doesn't mean I'll do it. Then again, since I like you so much, you've got a pretty good chance that I'll do anything you say. Sorry. That sounded a little more suggestive than I thought it would. Ah, so you pretend you don't like when I flirt with you, but you actually like when I'm suggestive. Is that what I'm hearing? What did you just say? Oh, I thought you said something. I must have misheard because, it sounded like you said, yes, mommy. Did you just say, yes, mommy? No. I'm not letting you off the hook with this one, princess. You just called me mommy. And I'm not letting you leave this room until I get more details. You are something else, you know that? I had no idea that pretty brain of yours just had so many bad thoughts going on inside it. Well, it must, because you want to call me mommy. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Let me see those big, beautiful eyes. Look at mommy. There you go. That worked. Good girl. You're flustered, aren't you? Yeah, I mean, I can see you. You're squeezing your legs together. Damn, you're really embarrassed. Oh, don't be. I think it's... I really like it, honestly. Yeah, I've, never thought of myself as mommy. But the way you say it... Damn. I like it. I really like it. Say it again. Yeah, say it. Say it again. That's... Yeah, that's great. I love it. Oh, come on. Don't turn away. Don't hide your face from me. You've got nothing to be ashamed of. Let's just... Chill. Chill, okay? Hey, I'm being sincere right now. For the first time, yeah. You know I'm so into you. You know how much I like you. This only makes me like you more. I get it, you're probably mortified right now, but I promise... Yeah, and I feel like I just learned something new about you. Something that you never would have told me outright. Yeah, this is fun. Fun for me. I think it's fun for you too, but you're you're still trying to pretend that this didn't happen. I'm gonna lean into this. I mean, the fact that you said it, to me, that shows that you're probably feeling a little, I don't know, needy or something. If you're calling me mommy, you know, it sounds to me like you want me to tell you what to do. Like, you want to be a good girl for me. Is that right? Do you? Do you want to be good for me? You can just nod. Yeah, you don't have to say anything if you're feeling embarrassed or something. And look, I know that you and I... We're not official or anything, but, you know, we've been going on dates and spending nights in each other's rooms, and, this makes me feel like you want to take things a little further. Is that right? Just nod your head. Okay. That's good to know. Why are you so far away? Get closer to me. Yeah. Why don't you sit in my lap? Yeah, come sit in my lap. Come sit in mommy's lap. Good. There you go. You like being good, huh? Yeah, you do. Well. I'll give you plenty of opportunities to be good for me, if that's what you want. Are you comfortable? Yeah, is my lap nice to sit in? You look like you're enjoying it. This is nice. Holding you like this, I like this. It's kind of fun, isn't it? Living together and dating. I mean, we get to spend as much time together as we want, and we have a lot of privacy. Privacy to do things like this. If I asked you to always call me mommy when we're at home together, you would do it, wouldn't you? I'm not saying that I'll ask you to do that, but I'm just curious how dedicated you are to being a good girl, doing what you're told. Very. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Hey. Hey, your face is very close to mine. Do you want a kiss? Are you trying to get me to kiss you? Maybe a little. You need to be patient. Okay, princess? Because I'll kiss you. You know I will. Maybe not right this second. But I will. When you deserve it. That's right. I don't know if you deserve it. I'm not sure. I mean, have you done anything to prove that you're my good girl and you deserve a kiss? That's true. You did get in my lap when I told you to. But if you, but you keep doing this. You keep burying your face in my neck to hide from me. That's not very good, is it? No, it's not. Look at me. Be a good girl and look at me. There you go. You like being good. I'm gonna remember that. I'm very, very intrigued by this side of you. This new side I didn't know existed. Just think about your friends. My friends, everyone who thinks that you and I are just roommates, they have no idea what happens inside our apartment. That when we're alone in here, you're my good girl, and you do everything I say. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? I'm in love with that idea, princess. My good girl. Yeah, nuzzle into me. Let me hold you close. Let me hold you in my lap. Right where you belong. This is where you belong. Curled up into me. Whispering, "Yes, mommy," while I... My good girl.